want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian news beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Johnny done wear my clothes. After Johnny done eat my food. After Johnny done smoke my pipe. He turned right round and he take my wife. I caught Johnny in my house affair. He didn't see me till I appeared. When I stepped into the door, Johnny got so frightened that he sank to the floor. But
oh, look, misery. Wherever I meet Johnny, the people, they gonna be sorry to see.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 1st of November, 2024, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. It's a sports Friday, but we are talking a number of things today. I have to start the show with a very important discussion. It's brief. I want you to hold on. Talk to the leader of United Family Junkanoo Group about a South South fundraiser they're hosting tomorrow morning. And United Family Junkanoo Group is a Junkanoo group for people, primarily for people with disabilities. And joining us this morning will be Keishla Johnson. After that conversation, I'm going to run through the sports headlines, some NFL, and some NBA, and a couple of local actors just doing phenomenal things across the globe and at home. And then we're going to touch on the headlines before the show closes. So joining me via telephone this morning is Ms. Keishla Johnson. Good morning, Ms. Johnson.
Hi, good morning, Ms. Green, and how are you?
I am good, thank you.
Great. I must correct you a bit. The United Family, we're not a Junkanoo group. We are a disabled social group.
Okay.
That is what the United Family is all about, Ms. Green.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I imagine one of your social endeavors is you want to participate in Junkanoo?
Well, members out of my United Family group, they do participate in the Junkanoo group that they have for persons with disabilities. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
they do.
See, the person who connected me with you, I think, is a part of that Junkanoo group, and they were like, look here, my friend, Junkanoo, supporting people with disabilities. You got to have them on. Okay, so tell us about this fundraiser tomorrow morning.
Okay, so our fundraiser that we're having, this is our first fundraiser. It's going to be a South out at St. Cecilia at 4th Street, The Grove, starting from 8 a.m. tomorrow to 12. We're going to have all the scrumptious sauce like pig feet, chicken, turkey, stew conch, Johnny cake, rolls. We have pastries, drinks, conky conch fritters. You name it, we have it.
Listen,
tomorrow.
You're going to have rib sauce?
Oh, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, not no ribs on the screen.
That's
no,
okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I come in for the pig feet sauce.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, 8 a.m. to 12 noon.
Yes, ma'am. 8 a.m. to 12 noon.
Sauce, all the accoutrements. You, if you want bread, you want Johnny cake, you want... tell me again, you're having grits?
No, we're not having any grits. We're having Johnny cake.
Yep.
And we're having rolls.
Awesome.
But we can have some good conky conk fritters.
Nice.
We can have pastries, drinks, and like I say, we can have the stew conk. We can have the chicken sauce, the pig feet sauce, and the turkey sauce.
Awesome. And turkey sauce. Ooh. Anyway, I excited about tomorrow morning. Tell me, the funds raised in this event, what will they be used for?
Okay, well, the funds that would be raised from our United Family South Out, firstly, would be going to other persons with various disabilities, because as you know, the United Family Group is a group of persons with disabilities. We all have our disabilities in the United Family. And so we thought it fitting that what we should do is, instead of just keeping it to ourselves, let's reach out to other persons with various disabilities, and let's also help our precious pearls, which is our senior citizens' homes and our children's homes. So monies are going for our first annual United Family South South.
Okay, absolutely. That's a wonderful initiative. Now, y'all are a social group. What type of activities do y'all engage in?
Okay, well, so, Ms. Green, and we must invite you to a social. Our social calendar does range from January to December.
Mm-hmm.
Once a month, we have an activity, whether it be a games night, a karaoke, celebrating someone's birthday, going to church, going to lunch, you name it, we do it, we have it. Oh, and in August is our beach picnic.
Nice, nice.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. I like this. Okay, so United Family Social Group,
yes,
South
ma'am.
South Fundraiser, tomorrow, Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. Location?
St. Cecilia's Roman Catholic Parish Hall.
Now, how much money is I going to put together to buy one or two souths tomorrow morning?
Well, souths is $15.
Okay.
All souths are $15, and the steel conch is $20.
Okay. Understandable. Understandable.
Sure. Okay. Our contact number is 829-4466, or we can also be reached at 242unitedfamily@gmail.com, or you can reach us on our Facebook page.
Okay.
The United Family Group on Facebook. And also, Ms. Green, before I go, may I please shout out to all United Family. Today is our anniversary, our second year anniversary. So happy, happy anniversary to all United Family members.
Call some names, the executive or the founding organizers.
Okay, well, United Family, we actually started with 8 members. Now we have 31 members. So, oh, wow, calling names. Okay, so... Okay,
but
so,
no, if, yeah. Listen, let's be careful because we don't want to miss out nobody name and get in trouble.
Oh, that's great. Oh my God. Okay, I'll call the person so for my fundraising committee and my social committee.
Okay.
I'll do that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So of the fundraising committee, you have Ms. Rose Marie Munnings, who is the secretary, Ms. Georgette Pratt, who is the assistant secretary, Christavia Smith, who is the treasurer, Austin Green, who is the assistant treasurer. You have Troy Fisher. You have Javon Dean. You have Ms. Davon Johnson. You have Ms. Ashley Humes. You have all these persons. They're made up of our social and our fundraising committee. Hope I didn't miss any of you guys. And then we just have all the United Family members. You guys know your names. You know who you are. Sending much love and shout out and happy anniversary to all of you.
Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. United Family Social Group as we second anniversary and we prepare for the inaugural, the first South fundraiser.
Oh, Miss Green, I misspelled someone's name. Tamina Strawn and Samuel Strawn, I do apologize.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell them I was rushing you. Don't worry, tell them I was rushing you.
Thank you, Miss Green, for having me on. Thank you very much.
And listen, let's say thank you to Mr. Marvin Johnson for making the connection.
Definitely.
Because sometimes people feel like they have nothing to contribute, but making connections may be the most powerful thing that you can give to an organization.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Brother Marvin. Thank you, Brother Marvin. You know, you're my brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Brother Marvin.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I am excited about this event. I am going to keep in touch with the social calendar so that I can make sure that I could attend some of these events, because I have a feeling like y'all is have the best karaoke sessions ever.
Miss Green,
yes, ma'am.
We just have, listen, ain't nobody can do karaoke like us. And we have persons in there who blind, deaf, visually impaired, amputees, wheelchair, Down syndromes, autistic, and they just be popping it off.
Good stuff.
We just have a blast.
Awesome.
So you will be invited, and guess what, it's our anniversary, and we will be having another event this month.
Okay.
For our anniversary, and you will be invited, most definitely.
Absolutely. You give me the time and the place, and I'll let everybody know we have to be there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me on.
You are welcome.
Thank you, and God bless you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you and the community as well. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too, ma'am. Thank you.
Absolutely. And see, because that is where the magic begins. When you see the vulnerable people begin organizing to support the places that support wider communities, right? So like the work that they do is essential for them and their survival, but they understand that they are also growing a space that is essential for people who are not directly tied to their community or are also vulnerable people in other ways. The part proceeds of this event will be going to various children's homes and elder and geriatric or senior homes. What a wonderful initiative. And again, the contact information, you can contact United Family Social Group at 829-4466, at 242-UnitedFamily@gmail.com, or you can look for their Facebook page, United Family Social Group Bahamas. Well, I want to run through some sports headlines quickly, and then we're going to talk what's in the news. I wanted to keep Monday and most of Tuesday available for U.S. election talk. I'm looking at my calendar, and so today I'm going to cut sports short a bit so we could talk about we could read the articles, read what's been reported. In The Guardian, this headline is not guilty. The Tribune, the headline is not guilty. We're going to get to that in a moment, but let's touch on some sports news. Curaçao claims victory at Caribbean Baseball Cup, the 6th annual Caribbean Baseball Cup. Curaçao taking first place, U.S. Virgin Islands seizing second in the bronze game. Cuba took third place, and St. Martin walked away with fourth place. The Bahamas finished the tournament with a 1-4 record. Another really interesting part of the story, I'm going to read directly from it. During a press conference at the event, Teddy Sweeting, Secretary General of the Bahamas Baseball Association, addressed the condition of the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Sweeting emphasized the need to complete the stadium for Major League Baseball certification. He stated, quote, "We have to finish the stadium completely for Major League Baseball to certify the stadium so that we won't have any problems with the releasing of our pro ball players. Once we have the certificate, then we can move forward and have the release of our ball players for any international event hosted at the stadium." The completion and certification of the stadium are crucial for the future participation of Bahamian players in international competitions. I'm going to reach out. I read that story last night. I'm going to reach out to the Bahamas Baseball Association to determine exactly what that means, right? Because to me, it means that specific attention needs to be paid to the completion of the stadium and the timeline, right? Because we don't want to end up in a situation where, because we missed time, important points in the timeline, that we have to spend more money to bring the stadium up to the standard that we were intending to reach. Also, I want to know, what does it mean that we need the MLB certification so we won't have any problems with the releasing of our pro ball players? Because you go on to say, Liz, for any international event hosted at the stadium. Because then it means that athletes' individual successes are also determined by the government's capacity to maintain the infrastructure in the country. And I think that's a very important conversation. So I'm going to reach out to the Bahamas Baseball Association and see if we can seek some clarity, or invite them on to have a conversation about the future of professional baseball and baseball athletes in the Bahamas. Another quick headline. Swimmer Lamar Taylor makes successful debut for Tennessee Volunteers. The Tennessee Volunteers swimming and diving program began its 2024-25 regular season with an away meet. They competed against the Louisville Cardinals last week. Olympian Lamar Taylor made his debut for the Volunteers. He secured second place in 50-meter freestyle. With that time, he tied for the ninth fastest time in the history of the Tennessee program, his first time in the pool competing. He completed the 100-meter freestyle with a fourth-place finish. But here's the kicker. He was a key member of the 400-meter freestyle relay team. They claimed first place. This time of 2 minutes 49.23 seconds marked the fastest in the country this season and achieved an NCAA A cut. This accomplishment automatically qualifies the relay team for the NCAA championships at the season's 100-meter freestyle relay. Congratulations, Lamar. Another, I think, moment of congratulations for Baylor's Vijay Edgecombe. He was named to the Jerry West Award watch list. Standout Vijay Edgecombe being named to the watch list. The Jerry West Award is given to the nation's top shooting guard, and Edgecombe is among 20 players recognized this year. Edgecombe continues a trend of exceptional Baylor backcourt players, and he's the fourth consecutive Big 12 Freshman of the Year nominee from BU. He aims to make history by becoming part of Baylor's quest to claim three straight postseason Big 12 Freshman of the Year awards. Now, the watch list will be narrowed down to 10 players on February 3rd. It will be reduced to 5 finalists a month later. The winner of the award will be announced during the Final Four in San Antonio, Texas, April 4th, 2025. Fan voting is open now, and the players who garner the most fan votes will receive an additional. The player who garners the most fan votes will receive an additional vote from the selection committee. For more details, fans can visit the official website at hoophallawards.com. That's hoophallawards.com. Let us support VJ by voting as many times as allowed in this competition. Another big name to watch, AJ Storr, named to 2025 Julius Erving Award watch list. the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame 5 Julius Erving Award. It's now in its 11th year. It honors the best small forwards in Division I men's college basketball. Kansas junior A.J. Storr is among the group. We, the fans, have the opportunity to support A.J. Storr or any of our favorite players by participating in fan voting. For this award, fan voting starts November 1st. Again, the list starts with 20 candidates. In late January, it'll be reduced to 10. And then in late February, reduced to 5. And in March, these 5 finalists will be presented to the selection committee. The committee is comprised of top men's college basketball personnel and media members, head coaches, sports information directors, and Hall of Famers, among others, will select the winner. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Another congratulations. Jazz makes history, but Dodgers win. The Los Angeles Dodgers celebrated their 8th World Series title after a 7-6 victory over the New York Yankees in Game 5. They won the series 4-1. This is a bit of old news now. The game has had a standout performance from Jazz Chisholm Jr., who made history as the first Bahamian player to hit a home run in the World Series. We say good on ya, Jazz. Good on ya, Jazz. Now, let's go to some more major league sports coming out of the United States of America. This is a time when I would hope that Mr. Sawyer would be able to wake in, man, and is not always able to take time out of his schedule, particularly at this time of the year. So we're going to go through the Week 8 scores. Rams versus Vikings, 30-20. They started off Week 8 on that Thursday. Patriots versus Jets. I was surprised to see the Patriots beat the Jets 25-22 because the Patriots are sitting with a 2-6. And they are 2-6. Anyway, Texans versus Colts. Texans took it 23-20. Raiders versus Chiefs. Chiefs steaming ahead. They are now 7-0. They are leading the league. Steelers versus Giants. 26-18. Jaguars versus Packers. Packers took them down 30-27. Browns versus Ravens. 29-24. Excited to see the Browns pick one up. They also sitting at 2-6. I think the game of the week, Lions versus Titans, 52-14. The Lions are sitting at 6-1. Although the Chiefs are leading so far with a perfect record, those Lions are looking formidable. They look like if they could keep this together, they may challenge the Chiefs this year. Seahawks versus Bills, 10-31. Broncos versus Panthers, 28-14. Panthers sitting at 1-7 as they begin Week 9. Dolphins versus Cardinals, probably one point. Dolphins are now, it's very sad to say, 2-5 as they go into Week 9. Buccaneers versus Falcons. Falcons took the Buccaneers down 31-26. Eagles still looking very respectable, even compared to last year's season. Bengals 17, Eagles 37. Commanders versus Bears. Commanders took the Bears down 18-15. Commanders are now 6-2, and they don't have their bye week until Week 14. The question is, can the Commanders keep it up? I'm impressed, especially considering last season's performance. The Washington Commanders are really showing force this season. But perhaps the most exciting game in the Bahamas for the weekend It was the 49ers versus Cowboys. 49ers took it away 30-24. Oh, Mr. Sawyer, I know you are happy. I know you are happy. So Texas said, listen, great show as usual. If the Lions make it to the Super Bowl and win, I'm going to church because the world will be coming to an abrupt end. Boy, I tell you. No, man, you can't say that. Like, if you had told me, if you say to me, hey, if the Jaguars, right? If the Panthers at 1-7, if the Dolphins at 2-5, I would believe you. But the Lions, especially coming off of last year when they were very close, oh no, they are, the Chiefs need to be careful. They're sitting at 7-0, but as we know, looking at week 8, any given Sunday, and you look at last night, any given Thursday, any given Monday. So we started off week 9 last night, Jets versus Texans. The Jets finished them off 21-13, leaving the Jets with a 3-6 record in week 9 and the Texans with a 6-3 record in week 9. Looking forward to week 9, Bills versus Dolphins. I wish Mr. Sawyer was here so I could hear that laugh. So you could say, y'all, y'all know how it's going to go. Dolphins, maybe y'all could do it if you could do it. Now is the time to do it. Bills versus Dolphins. Falcons versus Cowboys. Falcons are 5-3. Cowboys, 3-4. Cardinals versus Bears. Packers versus Lions. Panthers versus Saints. Browns versus Chargers. Bengals versus Raiders. Eagles versus Jaguars. Vikings and the Colts. Giants versus the Commanders. Titans and Patriots. Ravens and Broncos. Seahawks and Rams. And then the Chiefs versus the Buccaneers. For the bye week, Pittsburgh Steelers and San Francisco 49ers sit it out. 49ers with a 4-4 record. Steelers with a 6-2 record. Steelers, I've been sleeping on y'all. I've been sleeping on y'all, but I know plenty of Bahamians are very excited to see what awaits in week 10. Week 10, we have the New York Giants and the Carolina Panthers playing in Germany. It's going to be an interesting game. Producer, I see I got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Eric. You can't contain Murray to the pocket, man. I tell you that last Friday, man.
True.
And then look, and then we got Buffalo this week. It ain't getting no better.
I said.
Hey, you think it's you? Man, you know they got our number. They own us, man. Josh Allen must he beat us 13 or 14 times.
Oh, boy, listen. I had on my Halloween costume yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
Someone asked me what it was, if it was sadness. I said, why you ask me that? He said, because it looked like the Miami Dolphins colors. Ooh.
Ow. Ouch.
Ooh, that hit my heart.
But Aaron, talking about the Commanders, you see that Hail Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wow. Man, I thought Rodgers was crazy on the Hail Mary. But you could see the Texans, you could see Diggs, and Collins saved them last night, though. You could see they didn't need Diggs, but hey.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really, studs couldn't really find one to get in the end zone, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in the season, right? For all of these teams, 1-7, Panthers, Saints 2-6, Raiders 2-6, Browns 2-6, Dolphins 2-5,
mm-hmm.
Jets 3-6, Patriots 2-6, mm-hmm. Giants 2-6, right? They mm-hmm. sitting right at the bottom. They ain't like the Seahawks and the Rams 4-4, Buccaneers 4-4. They may have a chance to make it in the playoff. They have to fight hard. But
yeah,
for these,
yeah, I'm saying that last night. Yeah, I'm saying Rodgers them might still have a chance to get him, but I wouldn't really know out of it. The Bills is the only one who over 500 and the AFC East. So, and you see what's going on in the AFC South. Man, only one team over 500. So, yeah, man. But I'm surprised when they say the Jets, because I could still make the playoff at 3-6.
Six.
Yeah, 3-6.
This
yeah. And then the Texans dropped to 6-3.
Yeah. This is a wild season. I'm going to tune in tomorrow to the accredited right? The newest sports show on Guardian on Saturday mornings. I want to hear your analysis, right? Of this season, because this is fascinating to me.
Yeah, spread. But I agree with you with the Lions, boy. The Lions really look good, boy. Campbell, them, boy, Don Campbell, them, and Jared, them, boy. Like you say, this could be a Kansas City and the Lions.
Boy, I feel like, because the Lions just beating them up.
The Chiefs look good. They might go 8-0 and all of a sudden, like, who they get? They're like, boy, they looking, they, most of them looking good for the world champions, too.
But they got to be careful because they already had their bye week, right?
Okay.
They're not going to have no more rest week.
Yeah. But that Jets player last night, too, them young players, they got to learn, man. They do like celebrate, man. Get in the end zone, too, before you. Man, stop celebrating, why? But celebrating. You celebrating and when you're lucky, you even ain't have no touchdown.
Look here, he ain't going to do that no more.
Exactly. Sorry, Darren. Let me let you continue, man, because I'm enjoying it.
Man. Thank you.
Weekend.
Absolutely. I saw an image. Look here. I saw an image of, I think it was real. The Lakers was hazing Bronny. And apparently, LeBron, his daddy, was probably the team lead. And they filled his car with Fruity Pebbles. To that young player who dropped that ball, you ain't going to do that no more. Trust me. You may not know what you have ahead of you. And that's interesting as well, right? There's another conversation I would love to listen into on the impact of hazing, right, on a team's performance. And if, while we're looking at the stats and looking at the coaches, because the question I wanted to ask, for all of these teams really at the bottom, 1-7, 2-6, is this a matter of poor coaching? You're paying millions and millions of dollars. These guys can't be bad players, right? But is it a matter of an inability to effectively coordinate the resources before you and to understand the dynamics of changing your coordination per team, right, as you face them? But also, to what extent does the team culture have in pushing the team forward, like that momentum at the beginning of the season? And let me tell you why, as we switch to the MNBA, the Men's National Basketball Association. I saw clips of Buddy and the Warriors playing the Indians this week. And when you see Steph Curry on his feet, excited and dancing as you just raining down threes on this boy, it made me think of Buddy's last placement, looking at him, and even though this boy played 84 games last season, right? He played two extra games because he switched teams. He still didn't get the play that we knew he deserved, right? Nor did he put up the numbers that we knew he could. But as soon as he started for the Warriors, this boy is on fire. And it hit me, right? In the Olympics, there was a specific conversation, right, that said that part success of Team USA was the coaches, right, at the coaching level, the decision to run plays focused on Steph Curry to get Steph Curry hot. Get him to the place that he does what he does. And it feels to me like on this Warriors team, they acknowledge Buddy's potential and gave him the Steph Curry treatment. They put him in there. They put the focus on him. And see, then the onus is on him. They give you the spot and then you have to perform. And boy, did Buddy perform. I can't even remember the score. Buddy was just licking trees. The way them is just lick mid-ranges. Just throw up easy layup. Just deep threes, fast break threes. Anyway, Buddy, you proved for an exciting start to the 2024-2025 MNBA season. So a quick rundown of it in the list next week. I think we'll do the whole MNBA ranking. Eric Gordon and the Junior and the 76ers, they're sitting in 12th as of like last night, late last night, 12th spot in the Eastern Conference, record of 1-3. Buddy Hield and the Warriors, they're sitting in the second spot in the Western Conference, record of 4-1. In fifth, Klay Thompson in the Mavericks in the Western Conference with a record of 3-2. Then coming in seventh is the Clippers. Kai Jones is on that team with a record of 2-2. And then the Blazers come in 12th in the Western Conference with a record of 2-3. That was up to like past midnight last night, I think, or a little later when I took down those stats. One thing I got to say, but I'm going to let the texter say it. Great show as usual. Buddy and Curry combination is like a video game and someone using the cheat code. Listen, it was magical. It was magical. Anyway, congratulations to all of our international players. Texas says, I have to change my radio station because you're doing too much with this MNBA foolishness. Oh, my. Listen, why are you mad? Why are you mad? You see the prime minister, you know, all over the world. He went all the way to Samoa, right? Or Samoa, as we call it in the Western world, and demanded, right? Demanded that the global North and Great Britain, in particular the Commonwealth, focus on reparatory discussions. One of the individuals vying for the leadership of the Conservative Party in Britain should be grateful. You ungrateful beggars. Look what the transatlantic slave trade gave you. See that space where that guy sits? Everything is white and everything that is not white is an other. See, that's why white people don't like you to call them white people. As far as they're concerned, they are people and you are the other. You are the black person. You are the brown person. Right? And our prime minister is spending buku dollars engaging the international community about shifting their perception on these matters. In the same way, we call it the NBA because we presumed it would be, it is the only one, and anything else is an other. And so what is wrong with me calling it the MNBA? The Men's National Basketball Association, that's what it is. Or am I just supposed to continually acknowledge that men are the default? We know that men's basketball came first. We know that. We know that men's basketball is the most popular. We know that they're driving the greatest revenue. We know that in many instances, members of the MNBA are supporting the WNBA financially. They're supporting teams and individual players. We get that. We celebrate that. We say thank you. And even in the face of the feminist critique that in many instances is misguided because it misses the nuances. Come on, man. Come on. Anyway, it's time to move to some news. I got about 10 minutes left, and I want to read these articles into the record. But also, before we go, I want to make this note. I haven't made it in a long time because I haven't talked about the homicide count in a long time. A conversation that I like to have regularly to remind us that officials are supposed to be marking a homicide count. That's what we do. It's a homicide count. See, the police determine a homicide count. And then various processes like police investigation or judicial determination tell us whether it was actually a murder, right? Or if it was manslaughter, if it was self-defense. Here's why. All murders are in the category of homicide, but not all homicides are murder, right? Homicide is the killing of a person. Murder is one type of a killing of a person. And that is why I continually encourage journalists and media houses to be very clear in recording and publishing a homicide count separate from a murder count. That's all. Thank you, Texter. Thank you, Texter. And listen, MNBA, even if you take it as serious critique, it is serious critique, but it is also as light as adults wearing Halloween costumes. I want to say thank you to all the people who saw adults make the effort to put on Halloween costumes and be creative of creating an experience for their children, right? For me, it was Duel. I want to say thank you to Papa and my guy, Kai. My guy, Kai, adopted me for Halloween and allowed me to go trick-or-treating with him and his Papa. And we had a wonderful time. I want to say thank you to all of the businesses and organizations that created a space for parents and children to have experiences together. Healthy, happy, family-oriented experiences together. Captain Mizewell had a good time and is here to tell you, you might as well get more candy for next year, because it's going to be more of us. Now, let's get to the headlines quickly. From yesterday's Tribune, not guilty, Kirk Cornish MP cleared on all charges. North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish has been found not guilty of two counts of rape by unanimous verdict at court this afternoon. He has also been cleared on charges of assault and death threats. A crowd erupted in cheers as Mr. Cornish was acquitted by the court. The 9-member jury found Mr. Cornish not guilty of assault by 6 jurors to 3. And the same on death threats. Justice Renee McKay presided over the trial. Mr. Cornish was represented by Ty Pinder Mackey. Timothy Bailey was the prosecutor. So that was the breaking news yesterday. We're going to go to a break. And when we get back from the break, we are going to read from the Nassau Guardian. Producer, take us to a break while I get my newspapers in order. Again, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When we come back from the break, I'm going to read from the article on the top of the fold of The Guardian, not guilty, Cornish acquitted.
Selena Archipelago of sea and sand. Now break down the acronym like you in class. Oh, they're selling the whole country. Ooh, they're selling aha.
I never been down with no OPP. I talk about
wait, selling. You know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how did it work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you get to use in that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
No matter who I marry, no matter where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I marry a man who's not Bahamian, I have to give birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation. And it needs to develop an action plan and timeline to hold another referendum to deal with gender inequality in the Constitution.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Did you know the city of Nassau started with Christ Church Cathedral? The Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the birth of the city of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant songs of Junkanoo, live performances by the Defense Force Band, the Police Pop Band, we've got something for everyone. Bring the kids to the Kitty Corner. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens Saturday, November the 2nd from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here. So see you there.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW Committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Bahamas Nationality Act 1999 to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
Peace on earth. And have a Merry Christmas.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. On earth, the peace that was meant to be.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I want y'all to thank my producer every time y'all see him. Thank my producer, because he have a word for me that I need in my heart. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. The most important lessons we learn in primary school, you know. Anyway, listen, I want you to join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate our milestone, 180th anniversary on November the 23rd, 2024. Beginning Monday, November the 4th, and every day this month, just from the past, highlighting pages from the oldest and most respected newspaper, this newspaper of record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of a Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence and into the 21st century. You need to pick up a copy of The Guardian every day this month for surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. Now, producer, thank you very much. You turned my head in the right direction. Just like this headline says, Cornish, I'm ready to turn the page. Quite frankly, I feel like if Mr. Cornish didn't want to speak before the court, why should we listen to him now? It turns out that I've run out of time, and I'm unable to read these articles today, but I do want to read this letter from BahamasUncensored.com, and I wonder, is this the official media site for the PLP? Statement for the PLP is thankful in the wake of the verdict brought back by the jury in the case of the Crown versus Kirk Cornish, MP. The member of parliament is vindicated, having been found not guilty on all counts. There are no winners or losers in this case. We simply thank the jury for their work and due diligence in sifting through the evidence and finding the facts. We are also thankful to the legal team led by Ms. Ty Pinder for their representation of the member and of the statement from Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. I thought it was also important to read that into the record. And just as we go, I see this headline. We have to talk about this next week as well. Britain has banned protests outside abortion clinics, but silent prayer is a gray area. Now, producer, I done. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And remember, I love you, producer, for this song. Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. You guys have a wonderful day. And don't forget, it's never too late to gee out Halloween candy. You guys have a great day.
Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let there be peace on earth. Let this be the moment now. Let there
this be peace is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.